You may have noticed at the beginning of Mass today, we processed down the main aisle of the church. Now, don't worry, I haven't gone rogue. I'm not flaunting the rules. Because things are improving, the Archdiocese is allowing us to slowly incorporate things that we're actually used to back into the Mass. So we'll, as time goes by, we'll be making some of those changes, and the clergy are once again allowed to stand outside of the church after the Mass. So we are looking forward to that, and also thanking God for the positive improvements that we have made in all of our numbers over these last few weeks. As I was preparing for today's homily, reading the scriptures, today's second reading nearly leapt off the page at me. St. Paul saying, "Brothers and sisters, have no anxiety at all." Wow. Does St. Paul know what we've been through over the last few months? Well, he does, actually, because he's in heaven. But the inspired words of St. Paul, inspired by the Holy Spirit, have something to teach us. Brothers and sisters, have no anxiety whatsoever. St. Paul goes on to say, "By prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God." And then he tells us that the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Prayer and petition and thanksgiving. These are the things that lead to the peace that only God can give to us. Too often we think about peace as the absence of something. Traditionally, the absence of war. We might think of the absence of the pandemic. Perhaps the absence of the election will bring us some peace. Whatever the case might be, we think of peace as an absence. But rather, it's a presence. It's a presence of someone, namely God. Paul knows, and through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, is speaking to us in our contemporary world, telling us that wherever we go looking for peace, other than God, will ultimately fail us. So let's take a look at Paul's prescription: prayer and petition and thanksgiving. Prayer and petition are important to be free from anxiety, because prayer and petition reorient us back to what is important: our faith. And who is most important? God. As human beings, we only have a finite capacity to carry our burdens. And rather than letting them crush us under that anxiety and fear, we can lay them at the feet of Jesus through our prayer. In prayer, we recognize our own limitations, but that God's capacity is infinitely greater than our own. And not only is it infinitely greater, God is in control of everything. And when we lay these burdens over to him, with his power, he can take care of them. But yet we struggle with prayer, don't we? We know it's something that's really important. We know it's something that should be in all of our lives. But yet it's so easy to make excuses. I don't have enough time. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. We know we need prayer, but yet we struggle with it. This weekend, we begin a special time of prayer in our parish community, our Rosary Congress. We've been doing these for the last few years, and we thought it was even more important, more critical, to have the Rosary Congress this year. Time set aside to adore Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, to ask for Mary's intercession, to lay down our anxieties at the foot of the Lord, and to find the peace which only God can give, to entrust all of our cares and concerns to a power much more powerful than us, to Jesus and Mary. At the end of tonight's Mass, we will have exposition of the Blessed Sacrament. And each day through Wednesday, exposition of the sacrament will follow the morning Mass. Each day we will have special events. Tomorrow evening, we're going to pray evening prayer here in church at 5 p.m. and conclude with benediction. Monday evening, we have a special speaker, Barbara Austin, our director of evangelization, will be speaking on the topic of prayer, prayer in the life of the believer. Tuesday evening, our own Father Zach Crowley will be back to speak on the Eucharist in the life of the believer. And on Wednesday evening at the closing Mass, I'll be speaking on the Blessed Virgin Mary in the life of the believer. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday will be at 7 p.m. here in the church and also live streamed on the internet. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we're also going to have confession beginning at 6 p.m. Special opportunities to celebrate that sacrament. So I would encourage you to take advantage of this time of prayer, this time dedicated to prayer, to come to visit the church this week. And if you're able, to be a committed adorer during this time. We can never leave the Blessed Sacrament exposed on the altar with no one in the church. So we have to make sure that there's someone signed up for every hour. There are sign-up sheets on the welcome desk. And there are still some empty slots on those sign-up sheets. If you're really adventuresome, Tuesday night into Wednesday morning, we're going to have adoration overnight. So if you're looking for a real sacrifice, you can roll out of bed at 2 a.m. Make a joke, a kid about it, but it is a sacrifice. And I truly do believe that God blesses those sacrificial moments that we make on his behalf. That if we do roll ourselves out of bed in the middle of the night, he's going to bless that effort. So, as I said, if you are able to commit to being an adorer, I would greatly appreciate that. As I said, the sheets are on the desk, on the welcome desk, and also available on our website. But also, even if you can't commit, the church is open during these days to just stop in, maybe before work or after work or whatever your schedule allows, to come in and pray before our Lord, and specifically to pray the rosary, asking for Mary's intercession. So there's that powerful component that Paul is speaking about today, prayer and petition. And then there's also thanksgiving. When we think of being free from anxiety, we probably don't think about thanksgiving too much. But thanksgiving is itself a form of prayer. It's one of the types of prayer. And the gospel reading today and the first reading talk a little bit about that. We hear this image of the vineyard and the landowner. The landowner, of course, is God in the parable. The prophet Isaiah, in his image, says that God spades it. He clears the stones. He plants the choicest vines. He builds a watchtower and press. Basically, he gets everything ready. God provides for us everything that we need. He provides the earth to live on, the gift of life, the intelligence of our minds by which we work and improve our lives and our world. And yet in the gospel reading, the gospel parable, the tenants become greedy and they become angry and they want more for themselves. They want the vineyard to be their own. Sometimes we can act in a similar way. We cannot be thankful for the blessings that we have received from God and want more and more and more. Ultimately, the vineyard belongs to God. We are simply its tenants. And God expects a return on his investment. So thanksgiving is important when we seek to be free from anxiety because we remember that God has already given us every good gift. And he desires to continue to give us good gifts. Like the tenants, our minds can get stuck on the loop of everything that we want or everything that's not going the way we wish it's going. That's why St. Paul wants us to stop and give thanks for that which is good. The next time your mind gets stuck on all of your anxieties and challenges, try to sit down and think and list your blessings instead. I'd be willing to bet that that list is longer than that list of challenges. And today, our nation begins Respect Life Month, our church in this country. And today specifically is Respect Life Sunday. And we're going to be hearing a lot, I'm sure, over the next few weeks about this issue leading up to the election. We always do every 4 years. But yet it has always been the consistent teaching of the church about the dignity of each human life. And it's been the foundational issue for the church in this country since the 1970s. When human life is devalued at any stage, it has far-reaching implications for everyone. Life in the womb, life of immigrants or workers, the lives of those who are in prison, the life of the sick, the lives of the elderly. When you declare any one of those lives to not be worthy of reverence or respect, then you leave everyone else vulnerable to be cast aside by societal whims. This is especially true of life in the womb, when it is in its most innocent and fragile state. So I'm sure much ink will be spilled over this, many words will be said over these next few weeks. But as people of faith, let us turn to God and offer him our prayer and petition for life, so that he might fill our hearts with his peace, which surpasses all understanding. And that's really what this Respect Life Sunday and this month is all about, to bring to the forefront our efforts on behalf of life, but also to bring it to our prayer, to petition the Almighty Father that we might respect life in all of its forms and conditions. My friends, the peace which God gives doesn't necessarily take away all that we have to worry about. After all, the tenants in the vineyard had to work. There's work to be done for each and every one of us as well. But prayer, petition, and thanksgiving, and the gift of faith guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, so that we can go about our life. We can live the abundant life that God has in store for us, free from all anxiety.